B-Pod Studios.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, 98.5 of Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich. If you're just now tuning in, then you are missing something truly astonishing. This is, to be quite honest, this is a science experiment you are hearing on the radio. We might be actually creating some sort of medical journal. There's a lot of people, I'm sure, who are very learned taking notes right now. How is it possible that John Wallach can be an idiot savant when it comes to all things 90210 and R&B, yet when actually quizzed on it, he has now gone 0 for 7 between yesterday and today. He went 0 for on R&B, and now today he has gone 0 for 2 in the first two chances that he's had to identify side characters of 90210, and the opinions are rolling in. They said, first of all, zero ice in his veins. Shame on you, Wallach. There's no coming back for this. They said, when Wallach gets, this is my favorite one. He goes, when Wallach gets really pissy, he says, okay. And it makes me angry.
Very dismissive when he says that. Very dismissive.
Live look at Wallach today, and anytime you guys do trivia, and it's a picture of Wes Welker with the ball bouncing off of his
hand.
That's
in the Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah. That's right. And then I said, you know, if Wallach doesn't come in first, I released the picture of the mustache. I said, Wallach with a mustache will bring people together. It's the kind of healing this country needs now.
Wait till you see the picture first.
And then somebody said, this is the Billy Madison decathlon finale. Wallach draws 19th century commercialism, and you guys get lighting bags of dog poop on fire. I resent that. We were...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, 98.5 of Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich. If you're just now tuning in, then you are missing something truly astonishing. This is, to be quite honest, this is a science experiment you are hearing on the radio. We might be actually creating some sort of medical journal. There's a lot of people, I'm sure, who are very learned taking notes right now. How is it possible that John Wallach can be an idiot savant when it comes to all things 90210 and R&B, yet when actually quizzed on it, he has now gone 0 for 7 between yesterday and today. He went 0 for on R&B, and now today he has gone 0 for 2 in the first two chances that he's had to identify side characters of 90210, and the opinions are rolling in. They said, first of all, zero ice in his veins. Shame on you, Wallach. There's no coming back for this. They said, when Wallach gets, this is my favorite one. He goes, when Wallach gets really pissy, he says, okay. And it makes me angry.
Very dismissive when he says that. Very dismissive.
Live look at Wallach today, and anytime you guys do trivia, and it's a picture of Wes Welker with the ball bouncing off of his hand.
Oh, that's in the Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then I said, you know, if Wallach doesn't come in first, I released the picture of the mustache. I said, Wallach with a mustache will bring people together. It's the kind of healing this country needs now.
Wait till you see the picture first.
And then somebody said, this is the Billy Madison decathlon finale. Wallach draws 19th century commercialism, and you guys get lighting bags of dog poop on fire. I resent that. We were allowed to pick our own categories. We let Wallach pick his own category.
It's a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
Yes, it absolutely is. But yes, you picked it.
I did.
And you know this stuff.
I do.
And how is it that as soon as you miss the clip, you can name everything about all these characters immediately as soon as the pressure's
on?
I
know. For some reason, I'm not identifying correctly.
So we just put
sweating now. This is awful.
90210 blow. Somebody put on there. So All right. Well, we have to let this. We have to let this continue. See how bad it gets. Now,
quick score update if you need it.
Yes, Mike. Let's give us a quick score update.
Yeah, Joe has 2. John has 0, and Rich has 1.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm getting a little bit of the blame for John because he's saying they're too generic.
No, it's not at all. This is on me. It's not on you.
Okay. Because I wouldn't. I mean, do we need a 90210 expert to chime in?
Not at all.
I thought he was the expert.
I know, that's the thing. I am, just not today.
See,
all right.
That's the scary thing, man.
Yeah.
That's the because he knows this stuff. That's why I'm like going to weird it up. Really strange. All right, so let's finish this.
Hold on. It says Wallach was really good last year, but it all seems to have changed after brain surgery.
They went a little too deep, are you saying?
I guess. I don't know. It must have nicked an artery or something. I don't know. It's weird.
They removed the tumor.
Yeah.
They just removed any sense of competition.
Apparently.
All right. So, well, let's.
Rule.
Yeah. I just want to
hear
that.
So long as that gets played, that's once. That's
we'll
good.
See. All right. All right. So now we're just rooting for. You just don't want to be blown out.
Yeah, I agree.
Shut out. No shutout. All right. Okay, Joe, the category for you. There's 3 more left. That would be grunge alternative. Joe, go.
I don't mind the sun sometimes when it is a show.
That is the Butthole Surfers.
That is
I rule.
That's right. That is, of course, is. Yep.
Song title? No, you just. She's giving us the name of the artist.
I think it's just the artist, but I mean.
But I was just throwing that out there for a little bit.
What's the name of the song, though?
Pepper, right?
Pepper, here you go.
Wait a minute.
Well, I mean, he
a little help there.
Right. I was kind of flexing a little bit there.
Okay.
And I'm going to miss the next one.
A friend in need's a friend indeed. A friend with weed is better. Even though it's not the same song.
Nice.
No, that's not the same song.
It's not.
Oh.
That is Pure Morning. Pure Morning. And that's an awful song, too. All right, let's get to John Wallach. Let's see. You are 0-2.
Jesus.
Let's see. There's 90210 side characters. Let's go.
I know you hate me, Brenda. You've hated me since the first day I started school here. What did I do?
Emily Valentine. Yes!
Oh!
Yes!
Oh! No!
And Rich,
the man has not been blown out!
Rich, the best part about that scene is she's covered herself in gasoline, threatened to light herself on fire.
Oh, that was after Brandon broke up with her for spiking his drink with euphoria. Yeah, that was an ugly time.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Maybe that was...
Maybe this is what turns it all around, baby!
That was the Tom Brady holing out on 7 moment.
That's right.
After getting just crapped on.
That's right.
And just and a miserable...
Haul your butt out of that chair, Chuck. Let's go.
Well, now I'm in... Now the pressure's on me. Now the pressure's on me.
Yep.
Oh, Johnny Wall game. All right, so you got 1. And now it's all about the mustache. Now it's like you have to be in first. You have to come in first. It's going to be tough.
I don't know.
Joe Murray's
I don't know if
3.
I can catch Joe at this point.
He's got to blow the
tie. I can tie him, but that's it.
All right, so we got Joe Murray with 3, John Wallach with 1. I've got 1. Let's hear my 3rd clip.
I know it's over for me.
That is Len.
Yep, I knew that one.
Yeah, that is not a good one. All right, let's go to Joe Murray. This is alternative slash grunge, and you are a perfect 3-for-3. Go.
Oh, damn, I know it too.
4. I know how you
3.
Feel.
3.
Nah. 2. I got nothing.
I know how you feel.
That would be Space Hog.
Yeah. I knew that.
Didn't he marry Liv Tyler, the lead singer of Space Hog?
He did, and I don't know if they're still together, but that's a good song. Now, that's a good song. I don't know anything else from that, but that's a decent song. Not
Joe's
bad.
3-for-4?
Joe's 3-for-4. Yeah. All right. And Wallach, you have 1.
Yes.
Maybe you have broken the dam.
All I know is I didn't get shut out, damn it. That's all that matters.
90210, side characters, go.
Look, do me a favor and call Eileen and cancel my hair appointment.
That is Jackie, the mother of Kelly Taylor. So it's Jackie Taylor.
I rule.
Yeah.
I knew that one too.
2 in a row.
The swinging Johnson is back, Rich. I can see him in the studio.
It was a fist pump after that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so, I mean, there is a situation.
The pleat is back.
Yeah. So, Joe, if you blow this next one and Walla gets it, we could have a tie.
Yeah.
And right now, I've only done three. Yeah. Have I done three? Two? Three?
Three.
Yeah, three. Okay. And I'm two. I got
two. For three.
All right, so this is my second to last one, but John Wallach is creeping up there. Remember, he's got to win the whole thing to not have his mustache tweeted out.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. I can't stop playing that song for some reason. There we go. All right, let's go.
Boyfriend, he don't know anything about her.
Oh, is that like All American Rejects?
4, 3, 2.
Is that All American? I don't.
That's American Hi-Fi. Yeah.
Oh, American Hi-Fi. I knew it was American something. That's okay.
All right. Flavor of the Week. W-E-A-K.
Oh, must be the Flavor of the Week, written by Butch Walker. All right, I even know who wrote this.
Yeah, but that
song,
doesn't
right?
count now. No one cares now, Rich. It was under pressure.
I know.
This is the treatment I was getting yesterday.
I'll take the L. You're right.
I like it. So if we do a score update here, we've got a tie across the no.
Joe's got three.
Joe
has three. Rich and I both have two, and Rich has two.
Yeah, so we could all tie at three. There is a chance.
Yep.
There is a chance that this could happen. All right, this is going to be this. Now this is where all the chips are
it's
laid.
The
on
money,
the table.
Baby.
This is the money, baby.
The money round. My all fingers right. itchy.
He's going to get something so stupid and easy. Joe's going to.
I'm not a great alternative. I know the songs. It's
you
the
just
band.
Got three in a row. What
I know,
are you
but
worried about?
Space Hog.
You miss one, and all of a sudden, I mean, Jesus.
Mm. He should have known Space Hog. All right, Joe, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Oh, my God. I'm just going to say Fine Young Cannibals.
No!
Who is
what
that?
Are you talking about? That's Soul Asylum.
So, yeah, right.
It
I,
is.
I guess I have to hear it again because I didn't.
That's Soul Asylum.
Oh, yeah.
Fine Young Cannibals.
That was in the grunge.
Wow,
grunge neighborhood there.
Yeah.
Fine Young Cannibals.
I know. I mean, that's not the Soul Asylum songs. Yeah, I guess I didn't know that one.
That's like from like 87, right? Did somebody do a year check on that?
That's what I heard.
Fine Young Cannibals.
What came in my ear, man?
Hey, man, great show tonight. Hi, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I wonder if he speaks the same way he sings. All right, John Wallach. So this opens things up.
I got a shot.
You got a shot to tie it. All right, John Wallach, your final one right now.
All right.
90210 side characters. You have two. Go.
One second.
I hope you don't mind. I followed you home. Look, Kelly, I want you to know that I respect the fact that you're in a relationship.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Colin Robbins. Colin Robbins is my answer.
Oh!
That is John Sears.
John Sears.
Guess what? That means there's no way you can win.
Hit the send button.
Hashtag Wallach Stash. Is going out right about now. It has now been tweeted. At Toucher and Rich.
Oh, man.
They've given the world what they need. Now it's just about pride. Which John Wallach, of course, failed miserably once again. 2 out of 5. Really, in the end, you got 2 out of 10 over the last 2 days. That is something we need to discuss. All right, let's just see. I just for my own reputation, let's see if I can tie things up. Go. Dude, I don't know. These are like that early 90s pop punk crap. Not quite what I was thinking, but...
You didn't decide the category. You
I
chose
know,
the
I
category.
Know.
Three,
I know.
Two...
Dude, I don't know. What's the... I don't know. The Canadian...
That is Red
punk.
Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Oh, yeah. That's like top 40 stuff. That's like... They were like a top 40
You said alternative hits? It's one of the one-hit wonders of the decade.
Is that an alternative band? Or are they like a pop band? Oh, God.
It's like John complaining yesterday that, you know.
But congratulations. I guess that means Joe Murray
wins. Joe Murray wins.
But to be quite honest, we all win because John Wallach's stash is out there. Let me take a look at it has just now hit the internet.
And you got – how did you get this picture, Rich?
Okay, so it was a, it was kind of – and unfortunately, I kind of breached the confidentiality. But John Wallach like said, hey, I have a mustache picture. And he said it a while back, and we never talked about it. And now I'm just tweeting it out. So,
well, it was – right, John, do you want to tell the story a little bit, John, about how Rich got it? Because this is a culmination of you coming back into the studio.
Yeah, here's the story. And I when you're in quarantine, you just don't care. You know, you just don't care. So I grew a beard for like the first time in 30 years. I grew a beard. And I also have a picture of the beard if you want to tweet that out too, Rich. So no, I had a picture of the beard. I had a picture of the beard, and I shaved most of it off, and I showed the family. You know, I had left the goatee, and the kids and the wife were like, oh, get rid of that thing. And then I shaved parts of the beard off and left the mustache. I walked out of the bathroom, had the mustache, and I said to my wife, what do you think? And my wife said, and I'm quoting, F no, shave that MFing thing off right now. So I shaved it off, and I came back clean shaven, but I haven't had facial hair in I don't know how long. So this was a little different. And Rich, I told you a long time ago I had facial hair when I was a kid, and you put out the call, if anyone has a picture of Wallach with facial hair, please, you know, send it to me, whatever. And finally, I had a picture of it, so I texted Rich, you want to see a picture of mustachioed Wallach? And, you know, sometimes, I don't know if you guys have the same problem, but sometimes when you text Rich, it takes about 8 years for him to get back to you. I heard back from Rich in about 30 seconds. Hell yes, I want a picture of that. So I sent it to him, and that's how we are where we are here.
Someone said the glasses to ear ratio is something else in this picture. They said maybe, let's see, recently seen exiting a hobby store with a contact cement and a baseball card price tag.
that was true before I had the mustache.
Someone just said, it's majestic. Arrest him. The last thing that so many people have seen.
That's the Bobby Valentine look. Yeah.
Bless your timeline, someone just said to me. Did he register yet? Wallach rides 50 cents.
That's pretty good.
I almost tweeted free rides, but
I mean, listen, the Chris Hansen gifts are all coming in. I see right there with a few questions. People are saying bring it back.
Oh, wow. It's going to take a while. See, that's the thing. Unlike you, Rich, you can grow a beard in like 35 seconds. It took me about 4 weeks to really get it in full. So
I saw this hanging up at the post office.
Slow moving facial hair.
The last thing a computer virus sees before its death. So there you go.
Yep.
All cover rolling in. So yep. Just fantastic. All right. Well, someone else that they truly love almost as much as John Wallach's mustache, which you can see at Toucher and Rich right now,
yeah.
Mr. Tony Maz, who, of course, is a star of the very successful Felger and Maz show. He has been very opinionated about what jackasses both sides of this baseball fight have been. And yesterday, after the owner of the Cubs came speaking, it's got worse. But we're going to talk to him and get his opinion on everything right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
They need to stop both being stubborn and giving up the summer months and all of the advantage that they have and come somewhere in the middle and find an agreement. This 50-game schedule is a cudgel that is being used to push the players off of their position. The players have been stubborn. The owners have been stubborn. Everybody's been stubborn here.
You don't hear the word cudgel get thrown around often, but that is Jeff Passan on the absolute mess that's been happening between the players, the owners. Nobody looks good. And if you're a fan of the game of baseball, it's almost like, how can you be right now? How can you be a fan of anything that's going on between all of these people? But one person who has been very vocal about all this is obviously our good friend from the wildly successful 2 to 6 p.m. show here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Also, the a co-host with our own Dan O'Brien of an excellent podcast here at the station where they installed a toilet door or a wall between two urinals recently, which, believe it or not, was way more entertaining than it sounds.
Way ahead of its time, too, considering what's going on here lately, guys. You know,
good point, Dan.
Thank you, Maz.
and Rich, just so we're clear, it's called a urinal partition.
Oh, okay. Urinal partition. It's the thing that doesn't get spray on the other guy.
Exactly.
It's a PPE for your pee.
That's right.
Yeah, what we don't know is whether virus particles or microparticles can be transmitted by peeking over the partition.
Hey, Maz, is it true that Felger carries one around with him to keep himself separate from everybody else?
I think he's now gotten in the habit of wrapping himself in plastic wrap under his clothing before he comes to work every day. Like,
okay,
that'd be
right.
My guess.
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't talked to you since this whole thing has gone down with the virus. Now, Felger is obviously somebody who has always been over the top about germs and wiping things down and stuff like that. Are the times that you've been in studio with him during this, what is
he
like
at the very
now?
Beginning, yeah, we were in studio together at the beginning, and then, you know, as things advanced, I ended up coming home. Honestly, you know, I took a trip to Florida early in March with my, you know, not even care, but with my son as part of his spring break trip. And right about that time is when things accelerated. So I got back, and then I started to feel a little like a flu-ish or a coldish. And I said, you know what, I'm going to be safe here. I'm going to stay home. I think, as it turns out, I think it was allergies. So, but since that time, I've basically been home. I went in for another week. And, you know, since that time, obviously, restrictions have gone into play, whatever. So I've been home ever since.
Okay, so you've had the same conversation in your head that I think, like, tons of people have had. Is that, was that the coronavirus or was that allergies? Like, it was, like, one of the worst times for all that to happen to figure out. Because everyone was hacking up and coughing during that time as well. And, I mean, I look back and there was a time where I had a cough. And I'm like, I wonder if that was the coronavirus as well. And I don't know where to get one of these antibody tests. Because I want to know if I had it. Because isn't that, you know, from what people are saying, almost like a free pass to kind of do what you, don't you have immunity for a while from the things that I'm hearing? Where the hell do I find these things?
Well, so look, I think those can, you know, and I know that you don't need my medical expertise. But
I do.
Yeah, the bottom line is I didn't have an antibody test. I'm convinced it was allergies. I really am. I don't think it was anything other than that. And, you know, Rich, at the time, we were all so freaked out that I think everyone was kind of like, now what do I do? And so I just stayed home, I was around Mike at the beginning. He is a germaphobe, and I will say that I've rapidly become one. So dare I say that I think he was on the right path? Like, you know, I think we all recognize now we need to be way more diligent.
Yeah, yeah. You and me are in the same boat as far as, you know, haven't not being back yet. Wallach's back in studio, and
I'm actually sitting in Felger's chair. That's the best part of the story here. I'm
Make
sitting
sure you spit around there a little
I
bit.
I swear to God,
before you leave
I'm
and let
sitting
me know how it goes.
In Felger's chair. I hope he understands that he is not the only one that sits in this chair. This is great.
I mean, you had all that crap stuck in your mustache.
That's
and
you're right.
Supposed to shave your face.
That's
and
right.
Now it's all collected. But I was telling John this the other day, and I mean this sincerely, and I don't know if you feel the same way, but I actually miss human interaction. They're like, oh, you want to stay home? It's like, no, I want to be there. I want to get out of the house. I want to actually see people for a moment and like feel somewhat normal. I don't know if you feel the same way, but there was a point where this was great, and now I'm done. I want to get out of here.
Oh, I feel the same way. And, you know, but look, we're going to do this thing in phases. And so, and we all have individual concerns, whether it's elderly parents, which is, you know, my dad's 84, so I got to be careful around him, stuff like that. And, you know, but I'm ready to go back. No two ways about it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. And also to make a really awkward transition, a lot of people waiting for baseball to be back, but there's a bunch of jackasses on both sides of the discussion. I want to we know of what's been going on, you know, back and forth. The amount of games proposed, they don't want to take another players, they don't want to take another pay cut. But what specifically happened yesterday the only thing that the owners seem, in my opinion, to have done right in all of this is that they've pretty much kept their mouths shut. Because anything, any statement, any way that they felt was all in documentation that were proposals that were pushed over to the players. And then you had guys like Blake Snell, you know, who weren't helping the cause. Even though you might agree with him, you don't want Fred Durst being your spokesperson. And now you've got the owner of the Cubs coming out and crying poor last night and like saying that none of these teams make money. What did you think of his statement yesterday and the way that these teams are now crying poor?
Well, look, it's idiotic because, again, you don't necessarily get into sports to make money. A lot of these guys have other businesses and then bought franchises. And, Rich, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. These teams are public trusts. They have a great deal of value to communities for, you know, morale, civic pride, like all that sort of thing. And first of all, they do make money. They just might not make it on a cash flow basis year in and year out, but the valuations of the franchise go up tremendously over years, and then teams can borrow money against that value to facilitate other interests and businesses. So there's great value in it. And the owners have, until this point, been pretty smart. Nobody wants to hear any of these people, whether it's players or owners, nobody wants to hear any of them bitch about the fact that they're not getting enough money. They're making a ton of money, and the best part is, you know, I say the best part, the most infuriating part from a fan's perspective about it is that they're making a ton of money, $11 billion or whatever the total was last year, and their product sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yep.
It's a terrible product right now. So the last thing people want to hear is, well, you know, we're not going to make enough money, because we're looking at it saying there are 40 million Americans out of work, your product blows, and you're going to complain about making money at a time during a pandemic? You can all go to hell. And so I think that's what we all feel. And my personal feeling is that as it pertains to all of this is baseball is broken. It is broken. There are major problems in the game on the field and off the field. And I start with the on-field ones always because if and when that gets better, the other stuff will fall into place. I always start on the field. Mm-hmm. And so I look at it now and I say, if a work stoppage ultimately produces a better product, I'm for it. I'm for it. I think the game needs a crisis. I think it has needed a crisis for a long time, and I'd like to see all of them lose some money over a period of time to see whether or not they awaken to the reality that their product blows.
But, Maz, if they don't play a season this year and you have the collective bargaining agreement due in December of next year, is it possible that Major League Baseball, regardless of what the product might be for one season, could damage itself to the point where people might deliberately stay away from it and it could lose even more popularity?
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. And that's good. So, and that's what I say, John. This is my point. The game needs a crisis. And it needs a real crisis where they all have to really evaluate what they're doing. And look,
but
I'm
this is it. This is the crisis right here.
Real quick, what would you fix, Matt? Like, first thing that you said the on-field, you'd start with the on-field. Like, what do you think is the biggest issue right now on-field?
Pace of play. No two ways about it. The game stinks. The game stinks, Rich. It's you know, again, we were talking about this a little bit yesterday, but World Series games from as recently as, you know, 35 years ago, call it, early 80s, those games took under 3 hours. World Series games. Last year's games took basically an hour more. And so, again, you say, well, one more hour, what's the big deal? Seven-game series, that's 7 hours.
Yeah.
The game is now asking fans to give up a work day.
How would
that's
you fix
what they're
it?
Asking. And I know it's at night, but the logic is over a 7-game series, it's 7 hours. And more importantly, the games are getting longer and less is happening.
And
so it's a double-edged sword.
And they're starting later. That's the thing. They're starting at 8:35 and not ending until midnight. That's the other part.
John, the whole thing is broken. And so when you say this is the crisis, not yet it's not. No, this pandemic is universal to all sports at the moment. Baseball needs its own confidence-shaking crisis. And when I say that, I mean the players need to be awakened to the reality that their game stinks. Because every time you raise pace of play to the players, they just say, well, this is what we were taught. And to some level, they're right. But I look at it and say, well, wait a minute. You know, so the rules of the game have not changed. And if you know, one thing that the union repeatedly says is, well, the game's been played this way for, you know, over a century. No, it hasn't. Not at this pace. This pace sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've heard like a ton of different proposals though on how to speed up the pace of play. Like, how do you think realistically they could do it? Because every single one that's thrown out there, somebody shoots a hole in whether or not it would work. Like, what would be the first thing that you would do?
Well, the pitch clock to me is an easy one to start with, but I think it's bigger than that, Rich. I think that you've got to eliminate a lot of the analytics stuff. You got to change the rules. So that means pitch clocks, no shifts. Look, putting men on second base in extra innings. I'm even for changing the whole – I've reached the point where I'm for the whole changing of balls and strikes. Instead of four and three, make it 3-2.
Oh, now we're talking.
It's not Canadian football. Come on.
I love it. I love it.
No.
Tony, you and I have been – what was I saying this morning, Wallach and Joe? I was saying the exact same thing. Just blow it up. Like, it's a bad product right now.
Yeah,
and now you do that? Oh, I mean.
Can't make a sweeping change like that. I disagree with that.
John, you say that. Okay,
yes.
You say that, but – how did people feel when they put the shot clock in the NBA? All of a sudden it's, what do you mean you can't hold the ball? Why can't you do that? Is basketball better or worse? Did we adapt? Did we adjust? And I just think that the whole thing now, the analytics preach going up there, taking pitches, the pitchers take time between pitches, the games take forever, nothing happens, nobody hit and runs, nobody bunts. It's purely softball. It really is. It's softball that moves slowly.
Yeah, but you say these things, Maz, but these guys can't agree on what side is left and what side is
that's
right.
That's why a crisis is exactly what you need.
I understand that, but even after the crisis, the focus is going to be on money. It's not going to be about changing the rules of the game.
No.
You think that's what's going to change when baseball comes back?
I do.
I disagree with that.
I think the rules on the field are going to change.
I think the crisis was you guys trying to name the players, whether they were hockey players or basketball or baseball players yesterday. That was a crisis in itself, yeah, Nash, trying to figure out who those guys were.
But you're right.
Yeah.
They don't have stars.
Right?
Yeah. I probably wouldn't have got. I'll tell you what, we've talked about this before, how the biggest star in the game is someone who does not want to be on TV and Mike Trout. And that's a problem. Like, that's a major problem. Yeah. We've done that bit before. We've taken pictures of the faces of major players ever since, of course, Jeter was gone and said, can you name these people? And a lot of the times they have a hard time. There's players in the Red Sox they can't even name. This is
so,
weird.
Rich, I'll tell you though, this gets into the whole marketability thing. Like, and you hear it, JD Martinez said this, if you remember, it's a common thing among the players. Well, the game doesn't promote its own stars. The game wants to promote its own stars. The bigger issue is the product. And so, like, I said this on the air yesterday, so forgive me for repeating it. I equate this to that scene in Tommy Boy where the guy says to him, oh no, I want the guarantee on the box. And Tommy Boy says to him, what good is the guarantee if you're guaranteeing a piece of crap? Yeah. Like, and that's what it is what you want to market the sport? Well, the sport's a piece of crap. So what difference does it make? It's garbage. The game is garbage right now. I'm sorry. I'm a longtime baseball guy, as you guys know.
Yeah.
And John, I like the sport. Okay. I've always liked the sport. I would never call myself a diehard traditionalist because I'm not. But the game has to adapt. The world isn't the same as it was. And so asking people to give up 3 hours and 25 minutes every night, 162 times a year, and then 4 hours in the playoffs, it's just not realistic anymore.
I think you just made Dan Roach cry somewhere.
But even Roachy knows it. Right? Like, I think Roachy, Roachy wants to see the game get better. And I would rather take a modified version, if you want to call it bastardized. But I'll take a version of the game versus none. Because the current game, and it might take a while. I'm not telling you this is happening in 2 years. Mm-hmm. But the current game is not going to last. It's not.
All right. Do they play this year, Maz, or not?
I think ultimately they're going to play the short schedule. You say 50 or 60 games is crazy. That's absurdly low. They're not going back to 82 at prorated salaries. That offer was on the table, and the owners wouldn't do it. So why would they go back there now? I think that this is about a set dollar amount. That is that if you take that 50 games and you do the math, the salaries come out to about $1.5 billion. I think what the owners are telling the players is, we're paying you $1.5 billion in 2020. You can play as many games as you want. You tell us. Yeah. If you want prorated salaries, you're going to play 50, 55 games. You want more games than you're going to take pay cuts. So you decide, but the number's $1.5 billion. That's what I think.
Well, here's my wish, Maz, is if, you know, number one, I'm with you. It would be great if it just blew up. And they didn't have a season. To me, I think that that would just be hysterical because it would be their own fault. And you're right. They would have to make real decisions after that. But the other one, if that doesn't happen, B would be, I want them to move this thing back so far that opening day is right around the same week where puck gets dropped and tip-off starts in the NBA and the NHL, and no one gives a rat's ass about baseball. Then that would just, I mean, what a kick in the nuts. All of them like, hey, we're finally back. And then, like, nobody's watching. The ratings are in the toilet. Nobody cares. And you're in the page 7 in the sports section.
Well, so, Rich, I wonder whether a lot of owners feel that way. I get the sense, and I don't know this, but I get the sense in the ownership ranks that they're a little divided. Some of them want to go to war. Some of them don't. And I think that, they've missed the window to a large degree. So if and when they do come back now, they're going to come back against these leagues that you're talking about, the NBA and the NHL and postseason. People aren't going to watch. And the owners are going to say, you know what? I wonder if this is part of the reason they proposed a 50-game schedule, because they say we come back on August 1st. They knew the players won't accept a third of their salaries to come back and play the season, and then they put it on the players to shoot down the offer, and now the blame's on the players, and the season gets canceled. So I wonder whether there's a good segment of owners there that really want to just kill the thing and move on and start that crisis.
Oh, that's great. Well, just to put a ribbon on everything, Mr. Tom Ricketts, the Cubs owner, who's crying poor right now, 11 years ago bought the team for $900 million. It is now worth $3.2 billion.
See, so, I mean, again, it's just idiotic.
Yeah.
Every time someone in baseball opens his mouth, all you think of is the word jackass.
Right. I mean, it was, as I said, now the owners have their own Blake Snell. Now they have the worst person to speak out for him. Whether you believe Snell or not, he wasn't the guy to do it. All right. Real quick, you are a cameo man now. What has been the strangest cameo video request that you have had now? People making their personalized videos for you. I'm sure there's been some odd ones.
So I don't know that I could give you one specifically, but there are typically, younger guys who call up and want me to call one of their friends and just completely air them out.
Insult my friend.
So I am now required to manufacture anger, hostility, and profanity for someone whom I don't even know or care about.
But isn't that the 2 to 6 show every day?
I'm just going to say that's wheelhouse stuff, Maz. You got to play to your strength.
It's in your corner, man.
Well, so first of all, I do care greatly about sports, and second, I do have Murray and Felger next to me to direct my anger towards.
That's a good point.
So
all right, man.
A little easier. But I will say, I've actually been pleasantly surprised at how that whole cameo thing has gone. And most people are really very, very gracious. They've been great. And, the ones that I like is particularly during this time, Mother's Day, Father's Day, people aren't seeing their parents as much. And so there's a lot of... Yeah, it honestly has been a nicer experience and a pleasant experience than I thought.
All right. Well, so if you want a Maz to give you a shout out, then you can go check out the cameo thing. I've seen some of the examples you put up there; they're pretty damn funny. So you're getting your money's worth. At least we can say that about Maz. All right, Maz. Hey,
10% for that, Rich. Thanks a lot.
I appreciate it. I will do that. All right. Well, good having you on, Maz. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. See you guys later.
All right. See you, man. All right. We got a break. We're way over the clock. We'll see you just. All right. Here we go. Blah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Tutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
A Sports Hub. It's Tutcher and Rich. That was fun talking with Tony because he said something that for the first time actually got me. For the first time in a while, got me excited about baseball, and that was just... See, he and I are on the same page here, and I didn't realize he was of that same mindset of just, you want to see it burn because it's broken. And when he said that he would who would like to see only there being two strikes and three balls, I'm like, I'm in, man. Like, I mean, that to me is just like, you really want to change things up? I'm fine with that. Anyone, you know, it's funny, when people have said seven innings instead of nine innings, I've been fine with that too.
But here's the thing, Rich, that the point I made still stands. These guys can't agree on whether or not it's day outside, what time of day it is. Yeah, I mean, they are so far away from fixing that problem. They have to fix the problem of money first, and that's going to take a year and a half, 2 years. I mean, it's going to take a long time before they fix that problem. Then they'll get to work on pace of play. I mean, I understand what Tony is saying, and he was talking about the shot clock in basketball, and that was a pretty good analogy that he made. You know, the time has come to change. Baseball has to get with the times. Fans are watching games. All sports that last a lot less time-wise than baseball does. And so baseball has a problem they need to fix, but they're so far away from fixing it. They can't get out of their own way. And in the meantime, what us baseball fans are left with is absolute crap and rooting for both sides to lose, like I am now.
And there's a perception, and Joe, I don't know if you agree with this, but there's a perception that has been out there about the types of players in each league. You know, there's in hockey, you know, they're always, you know, when you think of, like, you know, character guys or whatever, like, hockey's always a big one. You see, like, all the charity stuff, they usually get in a ton of trouble off the ice. There's a couple of exceptions, but they're known for that. Basketball is known for their, you know, the social progress and being very aware of that, the league being very open for them speaking their minds. You see guys like Jaylen Brown on the street and Marcus Smart. You see all of that. And NFL, let's leave them out of the conversation right now because they're complicated. But then you've got baseball. And baseball, unfortunately, has a reputation of... You know, that's a sad thing. I don't even know what they have anymore because there aren't many stars. You know what I mean? It's like they're like ghosts. And I was mentioning this with Maz, like, their biggest star doesn't want to do commercials. You know, that's a Mike Trout. Bryce Harper's been unlikable since Clown Question, bro. And you know, the guys who seem to be talking a lot of sense are just such jackasses. Like, who's the guy who did the horrible rap career? Trevor Bauer. Oh, yeah. Trevor Bauer, when he talks, if somebody else said it, it would probably be like, oh yeah, that guy makes a lot of sense. But it's the fact that Trevor Bauer is just so easy to not like with his stupid rap songs that he made and all that stuff. I they've got an issue, an image issue. And I this is just making it worse. And it's one of those things that I just want to see it all go down so it can all be rebuilt back up again. Maybe into that thing that Dan Roach fantasizes about. Because it isn't that anymore. And it doesn't seem to be that way. And there are some great players and there are people that are somewhat likable, but you're not hearing from them. You know, I mean, over the past decade with the Red Sox, how many bad stories you had there, and there have been a couple of good ones, but I mean, the, you know, like, chicken and beer was a tough thing to get behind.
Bobby Valentine was a tough thing to get behind.
Bobby Valentine, and then you've got what's going on with the whole cheating thing with the Astros. It's just, they need an enema. You know, baseball needs an enema.
But I mean, like, if they shut down, though, like, what can they do? Like, if they have the whole year off, like you know, we talked about, like, the home run derbies and that stuff. Like, that could be interesting. But, I mean, we just had, like, a match with, like, you know, different players, you know, from sports that kind of worked out.
Well, if they blow up the season, all of that's out the window.
But, like, could they do anything else? Like, what else could they do? Like, steroids is out of the game. The home run chase was great. You know, the Cal Ripken consecutive games, that was great. And really, that's all for the purists of baseball, right? Like, the moment in 1999, the Josh Hamilton moment in the home run derby. But since then, like, that's all baseball has been, is these moments. What else can they do to actually fix the game? There's nothing else they can do besides speeding the damn thing up.
Well, also, you can make it more competitive. And I've been saying this since day one. It's tough to be a fan of a sport that doesn't have a salary cap. I mean, you got to make things.
I know it's never going to happen,
but admit that that's a major problem with the sport.
The owners are going to go after it. The owners are going to go after it at the end of next year, but it's not going to happen.
But you admit that that is something that could help fix the game.
I mean, no one's making any money here. I mean, no one wants to hear this crap. Everyone wants the players to make less, and so do the owners. But I mean, everyone wants the baseball to come back to reality. And maybe me and Joe, you were saying what can baseball do other than speeding the game up? Create a little goodwill.
have all teams freeze ticket prices so there are no increases next year. Something along those lines to bring fans back and at least show that baseball is listening and understands. There's no semblance of that from either side at this point.
Well, I think one of the only reasons that I'm rooting for baseball to get back soon is because, unfortunately, this is something that plays into the things I don't like about baseball, is that if the leagues end up having it where you can pay money to have a giant face of yours sitting in the stands, like they're doing in Korean baseball, where they have fake fans, but those are people who have actually paid like $10 to have their face superimposed on the fake fans in the stands, then that would mean not only can I buy an entire section and have it all be John Wallach's head, but it will no longer be the Wallach head, but the Wallach stash head. They will have to put all of those.
Thank you for sending me that image, by the way, on my phone. I appreciate that. Oh, by the way, did you see the Korean baseball picture from this morning? The team put stuffed animals behind home plate, an entire section of stuffed animals. That's what it's come to.
I've was entertained by Korean baseball for 3 days, and then after that, yeah, I was like, and as I said before, it's not that we're all hungry for sports. We're hungry for sports that we want to watch.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm not gonna, you know, people were talking about that. I wonder how well that golf match between Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson, and I forget who the other two were. I wonder if that even did well. I wonder if like it even got like decent ratings. It's like, you know, I'm sure that was fine. NASCAR, I knew it was like one of the first sports. I'm not going to watch NASCAR. Horse, that was ridiculous, but that was good for all the wrong reasons. It's not that we need sports. It's that we need sports that we want to watch. We need hockey. We need basketball. And thank goodness for basketball, it sounds like they got dates on the calendar, which I like. They definitely have an ending date on the calendar, and it sounds like a starting date of July 31st. That's what we want. We don't want bad sports, and I don't care about baseball right now. They've done enough just to kind of bore me up to this point. And if they start at the same time as the playoffs, then they better pray that they go out like past the NFL season, because I'm not going to care about you until all three of those sports are done and over with, to be quite honest. All right, 617-779-0985. We'll take your calls right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.